Hello and welcome to Peck Report. I am your host, Josh Peck. I hope you are all doing well. I certainly am. Hey, we got big news. Take a look at this. Yes, we are expanding. So right over there, Christina Peck, my lovely, beautiful wife, is going to be joining me on some of these videos, some Peck Underground Churches, some Peck Reports, and some other things. We're getting things set up. We're going to get some decoration or a light or something over there so it doesn't just look like a dark corner. We'll try to make it look a little bit more lively like this corner does. But anyway, so we have some big things coming for Peck Report and for Peck Underground Church. If you haven't had a chance to do so already, please make sure you subscribe to this channel. Click the bell for notifications. It's very important that you do so. And if you don't get notified, just know that every day you will get brand new videos on this channel. Not only Peck Report, but you also get Peck Underground Church Fridays and Saturdays and much more. So let's talk about this new Tower of Babel construction in Tel Aviv. And could this be preparation for the third temple? So today's story comes from Breaking Israel News. If you want to look it up, the title, the headline is Tel Aviv Skyscraper Remake of Tower of Babel or Preparation for Third Temple. So it says that one of the greatest real estate developers in Israel revealed plans for the soon to be tallest building in Israel that looks surprisingly similar to images that of what the Tower of Babel may have looked like. I mean, there's a lot of different interpretations about that. There's a lot of different artistic rendering of what the Tower of Babel might look like. This is one idea. And actually, I can show you here. So this is, you know, that's the idea of what the Tower of Babel might have looked like. And this is the plans for this skyscraper. So what exactly are we talking about here? Why are they wanting to build this? When you take a closer look at this thing, it reveals that the new building might be much more. What one rabbi thinks could be a dry run for building the third temple. So this actually connects closely with the third temple. Now, the Azrieli Group, which is an Israeli real estate and holding company, announced their plan to build Israel's tallest building as an addition to their already impressive Azrieli Center complex in Tel Aviv. Now, topping out at 91 stories and reaching 1,150 feet towards the sky, towards the heavens, it's estimated that this spiral tower, get this, will take 6 years to complete at an estimated cost of $666 million. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. So the new tower, it's going to take its place next to the iconic circle, square, and triangle towers that make up the Azrieli complex. Now, by building the spiral tower, the Azrieli group will outdo itself as they built the current tallest building in Israel, the Azrieli Sarona Tower, which stands at 782 feet high with 53 floors. And that was just 2 years ago. So the plans are, you know, pretty ambitious, of course, with around 150,000 square meters containing commercial space, offices, residence, and a hotel. Six underground parking levels. There's that six again. And that will cover an area of 45,000 square meters. And it'll be built at the base of the structure in addition to a commercial floor connected directly to the light rail. Now, the tower's peak will include space for conferences and meetings, recreational space, and a 360-degree view of Tel Aviv and the surrounding area. It's predicted that approximately 100,000 people will pass through the center every day. It is a large amount of people. Now, the unique design was produced by Cohn Pedersen Fox Associates, or KPF, which is a New York-based architecture firm, which is responsible for 5 of the 10 tallest skyscrapers in the world. But according to the press release, the architects took their inspiration from nature as well as Jewish heritage. So we have a quote here, and this comes from, excuse me one second, it doesn't say. Well, that's strange. I believe this is just from the group, but This must have been in a statement or something. Usually these things are quoted, but it doesn't say who said this. Okay, so quote, the tower was planned and developed in a unique geometric shape never before seen in Israel, which captures the eye and the imagination. The main challenge for the initiators and architects was to create harmony between the three iconic towers that form the Azrieli Center and the new tower. An impressive, one-of-a-kind structure which stands on its own. The tower's design takes inspiration from the twists of a snail's shell, attempting to imitate their natural form. The design also draws inspiration from ancient biblical scrolls and the way they unfurl upwards, end quote. Now, more cynical critics of the design might draw a comparison between the elegant design presented by the developers and certain depictions of the biblical Tower of Babel. Now, the Bible account contains really no detail other than its builders' aspirations for it to reach the great heights. So Genesis 11:4 says, and they said, come, let us build a city and a tower with its top in the sky to make a name for ourselves, else we shall be scattered all over the world. Now, traditional Jewish sources provide additional details. The Midrash described, quote, an idol on the top holding a sword so that it may appear as if it intended to war with God, end quote. The Midrash also described a structure built on tall columns designed to protect the tower from another divine flood. And some modern scholars have associated the Tower of Babel with known structures, notably the Edamenanki, which is a ziggurat dedicated to the Mesopotamian god Marduk that was built by Babylonian king Nabopolassar in 610 BCE. Now, of course, the spiral tower design closely resembles a ziggurat, which is an ancient structure from the Middle East built as a terraced compound of successively receding stories or levels. At the top of each ziggurat was a shrine, but also similar to the Azrieli towers. Sort of sounds like Azrael. Each ziggurat was part of a larger complex that included a courtyard, storage rooms, bathrooms, and living quarters around which a city was built. So Yisrael Rosenberg is an author who has a powerful connection to the spiritual implications of construction. His daytime job is a tour guide for the Western Wall Tunnels. And Rosenberg says, quote, the main sin connected to the Tower of Babel was not in their action, but in their intention. The bottom line is that the intent of the builders and the architects of the Azrieli Tower is Ishem Shamayim, excuse me, which is in the name of heavens. Or in the name of heaven, that's what that translates to. The fact that they envisioned a Torah scroll while designing the building is remarkable, even if it was just for beauty. Beauty can be to praise God's creation, end quote. So Rosenberg noted that the builders of the Tower of Babel came together to challenge heaven, hence the punishment was to be divided and scattered. So he said, quote, Tel Aviv needs high towers since it's becoming densely populated. This is a tikkun, or fixing, for what happened after the Tower of Babel. It allows people to be together in Israel, end quote. He also noted that for the 2,000 years of exile, Jews excelled in many fields, but were less represented in architecture and land development. So he said, quote, everything we learn about construction in Israel is just one step away from be it Hamikdash, just like Solomon's temple, the third temple will be with the agreement and blessing of every nation in the world, and it will be the greatest construction project ever seen. We need to learn how to lead the world in this project, end quote. According to that rabbi that we discussed earlier, this might be a precursor to the third temple, and it bears a striking resemblance to many depictions of the Tower of Babel, artistic depictions, of course. So what do you think about this? Do you think that this holds prophetic value? Do you think that there is something here? Do you think that this is going to be a precursor to the third temple? Certainly a lot of different things seem to be pointing to that. Now, if you haven't had a chance to do so, I want to invite you to the Hear the Watchman Conference in March in Dallas, Texas of this year. Tickets are still available, so make sure you get your tickets today. Use the promo code JOSH20, J-O-S-H-2-0, for a $20 discount on your tickets. You can find the link in the description below. You can click on that, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, and you can find it there. Also, what you will find at joshpeckdisclosure.com and the description below is the Last Days Warrior Summit. Now, this is a collection of teachings on conspiracy from the world's top foremost experts in the field. And you can't get this anywhere else. These videos don't exist anywhere else except for, just in this website. So I have a link to it. You just click on it, you sign up, and the videos are yours. You don't only get hours and hours of videos, but you also get MP3s and PDFs, lots of free stuff included in the package. I submitted a teaching on Leviathan, the ultimate source of chaos, the ultimate source of conspiracy, excuse me. And so you'll find not only my stuff, but many others. Again, it's the top experts in the field. So you want to check that out. Just click on the link and sign up, and you will be able to enjoy that from the comfort of your own home. You don't have to book a hotel. You don't have to fly out to some other state or do a conference thing. You can just have it right on your computer. So make sure you do that. We have some very exciting things coming up. So please subscribe to this channel. Click the bell for notifications and keep checking back joshpeckdisclosure.com. And hey, this weekend, hopefully it'll be up by Saturday, if not Saturday, Sunday. Kevin Sorbo, the great Kevin Sorbo, Hercules himself, has agreed to be on this channel for an interview talking about life, the life of the innocent, how we can protect the most innocent among us, especially in with recent scandals on the left, all the abortion activism and stuff like that. He's pro-life. He's a Christian. You've probably seen some of his movies on PureFlix or something like that. But he has agreed to be on this channel. We're going to talk for about 30 minutes. Unfortunately, it won't be live. It'll be pre-recorded. But we, Christina's going to be a part of that conversation too. And we will release that as soon as we can get it edited and polished up and get it out there. We have some other exciting things coming up on this channel too. So again, you'll want to make sure that you subscribe, click the bell, and just keep checking back every day in case YouTube does not notify you. All right, everybody, this has been a blast. Thank you so much. And until next time, take care. God bless.